To start with, I'd like to ask you a few questions about the arts in Leeds. I was wondering specifically about how the funding cuts have affected things like the galleries and museums around the Leeds district.
I think nationally they've had a disastrous effect, some places closing entirely. The smaller ones are most affected because they relied on grants, and the grants are the easiest things to cut. So if a council has to make changes in terms of their expenditure, if they can cut grants, it doesn't affect their core activities. In Leeds, I think they've been reasonably protected, and also some of them are reasonable earners because they've now moved into the area where they are selling as well as just curating. So in Leeds, to some extent, the art galleries and others have been protected. The protection is not going to last long, however, because the next set of cuts are going to go even deeper. And so those services which have been rather spared, not entirely, but rather spared, we're going to suffer the next row of cuts because of the next in line.
Because, I mean, in terms of Leeds itself, I mean, it's got a reputation. Yorkshire, in the wider area, has got a reputation for sculpture. So, I mean, how are places like the Leeds City Art Gallery, Henry Moore Institute, are they going to feel the brunt?
The Henry Moore, thank God, is private and separate, and they are funded with the estate from the Henry Moore, and it's very, very generous estate. Be very substantial, so I don't see that being affected. They may, in fact, offer bits of help to the council, but there's no doubt whatsoever, in my view, that the galleries and libraries are going to take further hits. Already we've closed a number of libraries throughout the city. We had more libraries than any other city put together. You put Salford and Manchester together, and we've got more libraries still than they have. That's a result of a pioneer, Labour pioneer, of many, many, many years, 40, 50 years ago, who established these libraries, thinking education was the way to equality. And if you couldn't go into school or get a grammar school education, cost 11 plus, at least you could read books. And so we had all these libraries. And, when I was chairman, I think it was over 60. Now it's been significantly reduced, but still we've got a lot of libraries. Mm. But they're all going to take a pitch, and they're going to have to either take on other roles, maybe to do with welfare benefits and so on, as reception centres for people with queries, or they may have to start selling Starbucks coffee. Not a good one, because I think they're the ones that don't pay tax.
We hear the kind of doom and gloom in, you know, with the, all the cuts and everything. Is there anything that we can look forward to in Leeds?
I think we grumble like, I was going to like say like hell, but that's a rude word. The fact of the matter is we're still enormously blessed. If you want to see opera, hear opera, you can go to the Grand at this time. Marvellous stuff's on there. You go to the Playhouse, there's interesting stuff on there. Northern Ballet's going to produce a new ballet and premiere it in Leeds in a fortnight or so's time. The art galleries remain open, the museums remain open. We've got a very interesting museum here. We've got a craft centre, which is one of the third best in the country. I could go on and on and on with such things. Last Saturday but one, I was at the town hall listening to a concert. International standard, absolutely magnificent piano playing. He couldn't hear better anywhere. Chopin's first. If you want to do that, and if you want to go and out clubbing and so on, which a lot of people do for goodness knows what reasons, then the place is actually chock-a-block with folk. And if you go out in the evening, you see young women with virtually nothing on in this cold weather. I don't know what. There must be insulated somehow. And the fellas going into clubs and bars and so on. So clearly, there is a slump. But a lot of people aren't feeling it all that badly. Sadly, there are some. And they are going to feel it very hard indeed.